The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
So what do we need to do? Of course, Maliki has to be transitioned out. But the only way that that's going to happen is for us to assure Iraqis that we will be there to assist. And let me make it clear, no one that I know wants to send combat troops on the ground.
Ah, yes, the stage is set for more Sunday rhetoric on Iraq. And what are we going to do now that the president has announced a strategy? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How are you in the nooks and crannies here in the great, 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 great country that we live in and we fight so hard to preserve our freedoms? So, botched or not, this is the way it's going. The president took to the mics in the early afternoon on Thursday to announce what the strategy would be, and it's a small number of military advisors he's sending to Iraq, 300. Those advisors are Green Berets, Navy SEALs, to mention a few, which, I don't know, in my mind, that's some boots in the ground. But the emphasis was that we are not going to throw any more blood or any more treasure at the situation in that country, but we're going to be there to assess, train, advise, support the Iraqi security forces moving forward any way we can. And that the problem here is al-Maliki, that the prime minister has screwed up because he did not embrace the Sunnis in his administration, or the Kurds for that matter. And this is one of the reasons why the civil war is burning up fast. So the president told us what we knew, gosh, probably 2 years ago. It was already happening. There were already problems. So there are several teams of about a dozen special forces who are going to arrive in Iraq pretty soon, meaning by the weekend, they're hoping. How about possible airstrikes against the Islamic State in Iraq, the ISIS? If you read between the lines, what the Prez said is American forces won't be returning to combat in Iraq, but will help Iraqis as they take the fight to terrorists who threaten the Iraqi people, the region, and American interests. And then the other part of it was, we will be prepared to take targeted and precise military action if and when we determine that the situation on the ground requires it. That says drone strikes to me. He's setting the stage to say, well, I told you so. I told you, if you remember, back on the 18th, that this was a real possibility. And I didn't spell it out for you, but I pretty much said it. So you got Army Rangers, the Berets I mentioned, the SEALs. They're going to be there to collect intelligence. Do they seem like intelligence collectors to me? Yes, some of the best and the brightest come from those branches, those special forces. But they're also the kind of guys who know exactly what to do if they got to break a few necks, if you know what I mean. That's not what's being said, however. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, finally is on the way. Isn't that why we have a Secretary of State? Go back in history and look at our very first Secretary of State. Anyone remember who that is? Okay, so when something bubbles up and we need to be there, you immediately move to that position. Oh, we're here in the Ukraine. We're worried. Oh, no, no, no. We got to move over. We got to get over to Iraq since we invested so much in this country and we got to see it through now. We got to do something to encourage others to help us as well, but not to put boots on the ground, just to be ready for targeted drone strikes. Is this the right call? 855-266-5283. Keep that number handy. so you can react later in the hour. The conservatives in Congress say Obama didn't go far enough. Lindsey Graham and John McCain released a statement saying, "We're deeply concerned that the president continues to make political change in Iraq, the prerequisite for greater U.S. military and other actions that could begin reversing the momentum of the ISIS and improve the security situation in the country." So why aren't we doing that? The way the plan looks now is these advisors are going to be placed all over Iraq in the headquarters of the Iraqi military brigades. They're going to get as much information as they can on ISIS, their location, numbers, kind of weapons they have, that kind of stuff. That's the kind of intelligence. So if they want to do airstrikes, they'll be able to do them. Here's what I think. I think the off-the-books conversation, look, we're going to bomb the bees. And this is what we want to know. We want to know how many tanks, this, that, whatever it is they have, how many bazookas they're pulling out, what they're trying to do ID-wise, where they're stacking up their people, what's going on. And then we'll pick out our spots where we can hit them. Because this option is the option I think that we'll end up going with. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, we haven't talked about Nance in a while, agreed with Mitch McConnell's assessment. That's a rarity. McConnell said the president basically just briefed us on the situation in Iraq and indicated he didn't feel he had any need for authority from us for the steps he might take. So Nancy was peeved as well, adding she believed congressional authorization for military force in Iraq back in 2001 and 2003 still applied. How about that? I guess you can kind of read between the lines on that, too. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and Joint Chiefs Chair General Martin Dempsey said they were working out details on possible U.S. steps that could include airstrikes on the ISIS fighters. So there you go. Coming up on the flip side here in this hour of America tonight, the Redskins flap. They're in appeal process right now to try to save their brand, their logos, their trademark and such. Here's what the attorney Bob Raskopf had to say.
There's no way anybody could say that we use it in a disparaging, we use that designation in a disparaging way. Moreover, our mark has secondary meaning. It means something else. It means honor, pride, and dignity, and it always has when we're talking about playing football. We get in front of a federal judge, just as last time, familiar with the rules of evidence, familiar with what should be weighed and what shouldn't, more familiar with how a courtroom works. We are strongly of the belief that we will prevail once again.
All right, that's the attorney for the Redskins. Coming up, Project 21's Bishop Council Ned's reaction to all of the Redskin flaps. He is a lifelong Redskins fan. He doesn't agree that it's offensive. He thinks this is government overreach. Boy, I agree. This was an end around on the team, that's for sure. We'll see what happens with the appeal. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. diseases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Unbelievable what happened just the other day. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office canceling 6 trademarks belonging to the Washington Redskins football team. Happened on Wednesday. They say they're offensive to Native Americans. The team has spent millions of dollars defending trademarks over the years, and they're going to appeal the decision. So they're in that appeal process. While they're in the appeal process, the Patent Office has no choice. They have to continue to treat the trademark registrations like they're valid during this whole process. But this is wild. After what happened with Congress sending a letter, talking to Daniel Snyder about ditching the name, saying it's racially insensitive and offensive and a myriad of other reasons, I think it's an incredible overreach. Bishop Council Ned is with us from Project 21 to talk about it. And Council Ned, thanks so much for coming on the show again. What was your initial reaction when you heard this story about the trademark attack? I mean, it's nuts.
Well, as a native Washingtonian and a lifelong Redskins fan, I was shocked. Your listeners are probably wondering, what does the bishop care about this? Well, I'm a lifelong Redskins fan. I was absolutely shocked by this. I mean, like you said in the lead into this interview, I mean, it's a drastic overreach by the government, specifically the Patent and Trademark Office, to sort of do something like this. It's just ridiculous.
So here's the thing. What will happen is people say, well, wait a second, Bishop, you're a bishop. And this is insensitive to Native Americans because Redskins, and think of what the word Redskin means if you go back in history. And what do you say to that, especially with the religious overtones?
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, I do bleed burgundy and gold, but I'm not denigrating the name Redskins. I'm honoring the name Redskins. They're my favorite team. I love them. And there's millions of people throughout Washington, D.C., and throughout America that love the Redskins as much as I do. We're not denigrating them. How can we denigrate something and love something at the same time?
Yeah, as I said with the overreach thing, I mean, to me, what happens here is they won't have to, it wouldn't force them to change their name, but it would definitely reduce them economically, the value. That's why you have a trademark, because you could have all kinds of bootleg t-shirts and hats, which you would.
Well, I guess technically they wouldn't be bootleg at that point. You know, it made me wonder if Obama's planning on going into the sort of bootleg t-shirt industry after he leaves the White House and start selling Redskins t-shirts to make some extra money. I have no idea what this guy was thinking. But it's just fascinating to me the way he politicizes everything. You know, first he had Lois Lerner and the IRS attacking his enemies, and, you know, some of his friends and constituents are some of his, you know, wealthy, powerful, vocal friends are upset about the name Redskins. So, you know, now the Patent and Trademark Office is snatching people's trademarks. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it goes deeper than this, too, is what I mentioned. Here you have on the Hill, we have all these problems we're dealing with. We're dealing with, geez, what are we going to do? How many resources? What are we going to put into the Iraq situation? What are we going to do at the border as it's porous now and there's so many kids that are coming in and they're being shipped all over the place and trying to process them. And there's a myriad, as you know,
right,
of things that we're facing. And here you have the Senate Majority Leader who is taking up this big cause and saying, look, we're going to eventually force Daniel Snyder to do the right thing and change the name. So personally, they're wasting our resources going after the Redskins owner, I think. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are real problems that are going on in this country that the president, the administration, and Congress refuse to address in any way. But for some reason, Harry Reid's pushed this to the top of his priority list. You know, if he wants to muck around in local affairs, how about muck around in the local affairs in his home state? There's more than enough things for him to go after there.
Yeah, you mentioned that this is your favorite team. You grew up there. You're talking about D.C. You're there. What are people saying? I mean, this has to be the water cooler buzz in Washington.
Well, I live in Pennsylvania now, and I make it down to Washington a couple of times a month. But, you know, I've been following this thing on Twitter for a while, and I'm pretty vocal about it. You know, it's sort of shocking. And I have a lot of friends in Washington who love the team and hate the name. And, you know, I'm not completely insensitive to the arguments on that side, but this is clearly an overreach. You know, I don't want the Redskins to change their name. You know, that's the name I've grown up with. I just don't want to see the name change. But, you know, I like I said, I have some friends who are on the other side on this issue. But, you know, Washington's full of lawyers, and everyone agrees that this is an overreach, and it sets a horrible precedent.
It does set a horrible precedent, because think of other things, even other ways to go around when there's pressure to do something. Okay, well, what can we do? Because, you know, the team adopted its logo in 1933. The trademark was granted in 1967. And,
right.
I mean, it's nutty. Even you could go further than that. Their coach at the time for the Washington Redskins was a Native American. He's Native
right.
American. So there you have a coach who's saying, yeah, bring it on. And I think personally, and I know this is maybe offensive to people listening, and I'm sorry for that, but to me at the time, especially when they came up with the Redskins, it was supposed to mean power and we're strong and we're going to crush the competition. And
right.
That's what I think. What do you think?
Well, I agree. I mean, in my opinion, Redskins are America's team. You know, the Cowboys like to sort of claim that, but really Redskins are America's team. You know, we're honoring Native Americans with that name. We're honoring Native Americans with that imagery. You know, the Redskins probably have probably one of the worst owners in the entire NFL, but, you know, I stand with him on this particular issue in terms of not forcing the Redskins to change their name.
Yeah. Do you think that the attorney, and of course he should say this because he should feel confident, the attorney for the Redskins says during the appeal process they'll win. He thinks they'll win, but I'm not so sure about that because I think there's going to be a lot of push. And, you know, it comes down to what the decision is in the appeals court of this process. But he seems to think they'll win. What do you think?
I think that they probably, well, I certainly hope they win, but I think they probably will win, because I guess there was a case a few years ago, and it went to the appellate level, and the appeals court decided in favor of the Redskins. So I would think that even if they don't act, they will force the Patent and Trademark Office, or force them to continue the patent on the basis that the appeals court has already ruled. You know, I think they'd have to have a separate hearing or a new hearing on the whole thing, and I don't know that they necessarily want to do that or get into that.
Yeah. Can you imagine this? It's such an asset of a huge NFL team. They would take a very, very big hit. I can only imagine what that would do to ticket prices. And then if you look at it, if they were to lose the patent, then it would be a move to, well, geez, maybe you better change the name, because they wouldn't have the protection of it. And if that happened, what would you even go about calling Washington? I can't imagine that. Can you?
Yeah, not really. I can't imagine sort of what happens next. But again, sort of the frightening thing for this, you know, again, it happened in Washington, and so every time something happens in Washington, all the lawyers get worked up. But anybody who owns any sort of intellectual property, patents, yeah, trademarks, needs to be very concerned about what happens next. The only people who are going to benefit from this are the attorneys who handle patent and trademark issues. And I think they just sort of created a boon for their industry by the Patent and Trademark Office sort of intervening in this really capricious way.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm sure there's people, like you said, people who have intellectual property that's protected. I mean, it can be the simplest of things that have to be a little bit concerned, because does that mean if somebody decides, or especially if the government decides, oh, this is, you know, we don't like this, so we're railing against it, that there could be, and it might not happen on a widespread basis, but you never know if you would be the person that would be caught in the crosshairs with whatever company it is. Because I still go back to the fact that, to me, the I don't want to say shocking, but to me, the dumbest thing was that you had the Senate Majority Leader really pushing this. You had ultimately the pressure on Roger Goodell, sending him the note and signing the note and saying, you know, something had to be done. And Roger Goodell just kind of pushing it off, saying that they would think about it, but he was trying to kind of get away from that, because it was just back in May. You had 49 senators that signed that letter to Goodell saying that the team was on the wrong side of history and that he should endorse a name change. And he was smart to whip around and not do that. As you know, too, afterwards, there were 77 tribal, civil rights and religious groups, National Congress of American Indians, the NAACP jumped in on this, too, all signing these letters to urge, you know, a campaign to change the team's mascot.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, more and more groups, I guess, are getting involved in this. I don't know. We might see picket signs out of the appeals process.
Well, yeah, I think you're probably right about that.
Counsel Ned, thank you so much. Thank you, Bishop, for coming on America Tonight.
And thank you so much for having me on again. God bless you and your listeners.
Thank you.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome back to America Tonight. As per usual on this show, all of you reacting to the situation in Iraq and what ultimately was the decision going to be, the strategy. Were we going to even have a strategy? I got an overwhelming amount of comments on that and some other things as well. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Ollie. I love the name Ollie. I'm assuming that is a nickname maybe for Oliver, maybe not. Maybe they just call this person Ollie. And Ollie says, Kate, hello. I have listened to the show for some time now. I have to tell you, lady, I really enjoy it, and I'm telling my buddies as well. We laugh so hard at the dumb things. I've really picked up on that. I promise I will send my list. But first, I have to make sure my wife's not looking. I don't need her to give me any hassle for the dumb things I've done. But speaking of dumb things, We have been behind the eight ball the entire time on the Iraq situation. It was a bad beat to begin with. We shouldn't have been involved the first time around. We made excuses for the weapons of mass destruction. There weren't any weapons of mass destruction. And then once we get involved, we end up mucking it all up. And here we are at the doorstep of finding ourselves in a situation where do we, don't we, what is it we need to do from a global point of view and from a local point of view? And I think the American public would go berserk if there were boots on the ground. Technically, according to what I heard, there will be some boots on the ground. If you're talking about Green Berets and you're talking about Navy SEALs, how can that not equate to some boots on the ground? What a nasty piece of business. And let's hope we don't go any deeper, because I'm not kidding. I think people will explode. Thanks. I'll keep listening. Ollie, I agree. People will explode. If you full-on had a crazy giant surge, yeah, absolutely. And right now, that's not going to happen. It's not. It's not going to happen. But that's what would happen in this country. I mean, it would just rip us apart. So let's see, as Iraq continues to make crazy fools of us, let's see how long this continues until there's some other form of attack that we're going to take on, which I think is going to be drones anyway. And pretty much the president hinted at that. Here's one from Jeff who says, Kate, love the show. You hit the head on the nail when you talked about that thug, Nouri al-Maliki. He was the wrong guy for the wrong time from the very beginning. Why now we push for him to be booted when we were the ones who put him in the place in the first place? He shouldn't have been there. That shouldn't have happened. It's our fault. That's the problem. They had the wrong leader. He never tried to unite anyone. He tried to get revenge on the Sunnis. And since there already was a religious problem, it made it worse. When I think of the blood, sweat, and tears, as you call it, that have been spilled in the Middle East, but particularly in Iraq, it makes me furious. Let's just get this done and get gone. Here's one from Carrie, who says, Ms. Delaney, Iraq is a place we don't need to be, but we didn't get it right from the beginning. The president needed to come out in a much more emphatic way right from the start. And for goodness sake, why wasn't John Kerry involved right from the get-go? Why wasn't he there the second there was a hint of trouble? Why don't we eliminate the position of Secretary of State if we don't need one? We have one who screws up Benghazi and then apologizes and then says we need to move on. And then we have another one who comes in and is never where he's supposed to be. What are we paying them? We should take all that money back. Yeah, there's no question the Kerry thing is a mess up. I don't understand why he wasn't there in the beginning. He's been like the passive idiot in the background. It's like the Punch and Judy show. Punch me some more. Punch me some more. Punch me some more. Okay, now I'm ready to go over. Come on. And the president himself. I mean, actually, both of them. You have to take your cues from the president, I assume, right? Because you're the cabinet person. So you're the Secretary of State. This is your deal. You're the face. You got to put your mug out there. You got to get in front of things, period, end of story. So the president, do you want to send him right away? I don't know. I mean, Iraq is just pulling the strings, and we're just dancing around. The Punch and Judy reference really, really fits here, I think. Let's move on to something else. This one from Don, who says, Kate, Daryl Issa is so determined to get to the bottom of the Lois Lerner saga. And boy, I don't blame him. They need to get her emails. They need to get those boxes. Why do they have to fish around through thousands of emails? I don't get it. Just tell us what is in the emails and let's move on. What a waste of manpower, time, and the like all the way down. It doesn't make any sense to me. Or maybe it does because they're stonewalling. It's a typical lawyer tactic. And we have no recourse, I suppose, even though we're not buying what they're selling, and I'm sure ICE is not on board with this, I think it's outrageous that we still are not getting the emails that we know darn well they have. What do you think happened to the emails? I think in your roundabout way, you're kind of answering your own question. I think they buried the emails. I think they got rid of the emails. Or maybe she got rid of the emails. Who knows? I mean, is this really, are we to believe this is solely her deal? That she decided, okay, when these groups come in, let's slow their process down. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to go through this whole Patriot Party thing. I'm not buying it, so I'm going to take care of it, and this is what we can do. Or did somebody above her say, this is what you need to do in this situation? It seems so hard for me to believe that Lois Lerner just did this on her own, that nobody instructed her that this is what we want to have happen here, because that just doesn't make any sense. I would think for sure it would have to come from somebody higher up the chain, not from her office. And the way to know that and the way to have the correspondence from the White House is to get a look at those emails. But if they say they scrubbed them off every hard drive, they have no cloud, they have no... I find that so hard to believe, because knowing the kind of technical people that they have, as much as they might be able to screw things up, I don't think they're screwing this up. I think they're purposely hiding this. That's what I think. I think they're purposely hiding it. All right, so we go back, bounce back to this crazy thing with who was going to step in as the new majority leader. And Mel says, Kate, are you surprised that Congressman Kevin McCarthy is the new majority leader of the House after Cantor was bounced? No, I am not surprised that he is, because it seemed inevitable right from the get-go that he was going to be the guy that was going to step up into that spot. And, you know, after the votes were in, Cantor, who was stunned, June 10th, McCarthy had the juice. He's a four-term lawmaker from California. He was the majority whip. He was, he was the guy. He beat out Raul Labrador, a conservative from Idaho, who pushed pretty late to try to get that spot. So he had the momentum, and he came out ahead. The secret ballots is what they do. And they weren't disclosed right away, but the House Republican Conference has 233 members, and only 117 votes are needed to win the House position. So there you go. He's the guy who steps into what Cantor's role was, and Cantor, I think, really thought he was going to be Speaker of the House. But in talking to other people, Eric Cantor's staff was unpopular. Eric Cantor wasn't very popular with a lot of people in Washington. I didn't realize that it was that bad, but it was. And Eric Cantor overshot. He thought he had bagged the election. He wasn't even around for the election. So instead, he loses his seat to Dave Bratt, an underfunded economics professor who, hey, was backed by the Tea Party. He overshot. He didn't realize what was going on. Oh, my. Rough times for Cantor. But McCarthy, it's interesting, his voting record tends to be less conservative than Eric Cantor. So how about that? In fact, the American Conservative Union gave McCarthy a 72 for his House votes last year. That's down from 86 in 2012. The scores compare with an 84 for Cantor last year, down from 94 the year before. So he tends to lean a little bit more, not a lot, because I don't think that's true, but he leans a little bit more in the middle. Might be surprising, I think, to some. Coming up on the flip side, we're mixing in the daily salutes and a few other odds and ends as we wrap up this hour of America Tonight. We'll be right back.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Right-hand turns, heading for that special checkered flag. You want to weigh in on a lot of the things we're talking about, please do. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. A lot of people, the water cooler buzz across the land is over Iraq. The president blew it, in my opinion, because he was way too tepid to begin with. And now here we are, supposedly not sending boots on the ground, but our sneakiest, cleverest guys are going to be over there from all branches to help the Iraqi military. And, oh, by the way, they're going to check out all the targets that we can hit with our drones. It's just a question of when. Did I say that? Yeah. He didn't say that. He hinted at it at this point. And where's the Secretary of State? He should have been there a long time ago as this was all exploding. But this is what we have come to expect. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, beautiful. How far art thou?
Excelente, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Did you get a chance to look at that video I told you about?
Yes.
What did you
think? Oh, it's crazy. Oh, it makes me furious to look at it. Are you kidding? I mean, you know this, Dan, of all the issues, of all the things that I've been all over from the beginning and all the time that I have spent with the Border Patrol throughout three different times, I just can't. I mean, I can believe it, but it's sickening.
Uh-huh. Well, the president came up with a little thing that he called the president of Mexico and said, you know, we need to get those people back. Under our laws, they really can't stay here, which is a dog and pony show that's just for, the news bite, but because he really doesn't plan on doing anything. But I found out today, not only are the governments of South America, Central America, paying their people to put on planes and buses and trucks and whatever, and the Mexicans are making a fortune letting them cross their country and the coyotes and everything. We are paying for them to come here, and we're giving them money as soon as they get here out of our taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why are we doing that? And it's just
because
kind of been undercover.
Obama wants them here to take
elections.
Care of the upcoming election.
Yeah.
The majority of them are 17, 18, 19-year-olds that will somehow wind up with identification and then driver's licenses. And then, of course, in America, you must be a good little Democrat voter. And they're going to be showing up at the polls. Even though they haven't got a citizenship, they will get driver's licenses. This is all a ploy to wipe out Texas's influence. Boston, I'm telling you, they're going as far away as North Dakota. None of them are going to Washington, D.C., though. You know, I still say, load them on a bus and send them to Washington, D.C., and let Obama take good care of them there.
Yeah, if you wanted that many people in this country, you want them to vote, you take care of them in the district. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. And you feed them, and you diaper them, and you take care of the mamas that are coming over that are now going to bring all the in-laws and outlaws. This is an anchor-type situation. They got the kids here. Now they'll bring mommy, daddy, uncle, aunt, the whole nine yards. You know?
Yeah.
But I didn't just call about that. I also called to wish all the GN listeners. GN, how do you say your call?
GCN.
GCN, yeah, I should know that by now, since I've been a regular here for 6 years, or five, whatever it is. But I wanted to tell them, you know, you guys get on board. Give us some calls. Give us some, what do you think? Don't just write a little newsletter or text something. Get in here and let's hear something, what you got, what you really think. And Billy, I'm sorry in New Mexico that you think some of us like me are being cruel to this illegal alien from Mombasa, Kenya, but even his grandmother in Africa, in Kenya, said she was there at the birth of Rocky, Husseini, Obama.
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be controversy over that. There's no doubt about it, Dan. Absolutely.
It is so fake. It's unbelievable. I could prove it if you want me to, but I don't want to blow. I don't want to give them a heads up on what's known, but that birth certificate is a fake. I can prove it.
The problem is nobody is willing to go to the wall if that's really true. Nobody's willing to go to the wall and say, well, the CIA and the FBI, they all lied and covered up, because you have to go through that screening process when you're a senator. And I know that to be true because Rand Paul and I have talked about that before.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
definitely true. But somebody covered up something if that's the case.
And one more thing on this learner situation. I found out also today, not only do we have backups on the servers, the IRS has a backup tape system with a redundant factor that also has a backup system to the tape system, to where they've got the news, the emails, they got the servers, then they got the tape system, then they got a backup tape system. So this is all bull. And our boys in Washington, D.C. aren't going to do anything about it until after their little vacation. Then they won't do anything until after the election. So we're looking March, April, May, when the new members come in, before we're going to have any kind of action at all. This is all a dog and pony show that they're doing to us right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about getting to those midterms, no question about it. Dan, you have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for the call. Ray in Missouri, you get the last word for this hour anyway. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Kate. How are you this evening?
I'm excellent. How about you?
Well, good. It dropped a little bit of rain on us tonight, cooled work down a little bit, not a whole lot, but it was our first couple hot days, so.
Yay.
Fun.
It is. You know what? It's just inevitable, and you know that it's going to happen depending on where you are, and you just brace for it. You know what I'm saying? You just brace for it when it happens. Here's the deal. You got to carry a lot of water with you or make sure you got great air conditioning.
I've got I carry my big Bubba cup with the sweet tea in it, but then I have a gallon and a half igloo cooler with ice water.
I do that too. I do the same thing because I don't want to get caught in a situation where I don't have any water. Yeah, that's good.
It's cold.
Yep. Smart. What else is going on in the land of Missouri?
Oh, I don't know. I did watch before work today the little speech.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Well, he said that in, evidently, this is how I grasped it, that in Korea and Germany and Japan and Vietnam, that the governments let us keep troops there because they said that if our troops shot somebody, they wouldn't hold us accountable and prosecute them. But Iraq told us that if we kept troops there and somebody got hurt, they was going to prosecute them, so we pulled out. And then I distinctly remembered that when he was running for office, he said, I will pull out all troops from Iraq.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the big thing, because people were complaining about how long it was dragging on to no end, and that was one of the big promises, one of the main promises.
Yeah, so basically, in Korea, the activity's pretty good. In Germany, Germany's still going good. In Japan, everything's still going good because we have troops there. But in Vietnam, bad. Iraq, bad. Afghanistan's going to be bad because we have nobody there.
Right, and so you just answered the question, Ray. The reason you have to leave them behind is there is that imminent threat not to have things explode again. You have a great weekend. Wow, that hour flew by. Any thoughts? You can always send them to us, americatonight.net.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.